the big Edwardian villa they had found there and where they had lived ever since. It was a place they had bought to house the large family they'd planned, but despite their best efforts, they'd only managed to produce the one child, their daughter Abby. Sometimes Max did think that it was a tad ridiculous for the pair of them to be rattling around in the five-bedroomed house. They turned off the heating in the unused bedrooms and shut their doors, but they both knew that one day they might have to think about downsizing. Maxine was thinking vaguely about that future prospect as she lay snuggled under the duvet, but she also knew that the counter-argument was that if Abby and her partner ever got around to producing grandchildren, it would be nice to have the space to allow everyone to come and stay for big celebrations, like Christmas or significant birthdays. But it promised to be too nice a day to worry about the long-term future, so Maxine pushed such thoughts to the back of her mind, stretched luxuriously, yawned, and sat up in bed. "Tea?" she offered. Murmured Gordon. "That'd be nice." Maxine slipped out from under the duvet and pottered, stark naked, down the stairs to the kitchen. As she waited for the kettle to boil, she had a surreptitious swig out of the milk container. Through the big bifold doors at the far end of the room, she could see her garden, bathed in spring sunshine and the tops of the trees in the town's nature reserve beyond. Closer to hand was the bird feeder on the patio, where the starlings squabbled over the suet pellets. The garden was looking rather nice, as lots of the spring bedding plants were still at their best, although the grass could do with a cut. At the bottom of the big lawn, which sloped gently towards the boundary with the reserve, she could just see the roof of the summer house that she used as her studio, dappled by the shadow of their ancient copper beech, the pride of their garden, which was just starting to come into leaf. Her studio was a recent addition, and she absolutely loved having a space where she could leave out her current painting and her materials and not feel the least bit guilty about the mess. Really, she thought, life couldn't get much better than it was right now. Lovely husband, gorgeous house, great lifestyle, no money worries, daughter settled. All in all, everything was pretty bloody perfect. It was hard not to feel a little smug, she thought, but she couldn't help it. She really did have it all. She moved her thoughts to contemplating the day ahead, a quick swish with a hoover and duster round the house to bring it up to snuff while Gordon had a go at the lawn. Later, they'd walk to the pub to read the paper or chat with mates from the town, maybe have a bit of lunch and then drift home to snooze on the sofa for an hour before watching sport or tosh, then supper and bed. Sundays were much the same, but weekdays started with the alarm as, invariably, one or other of them had something planned. Despite being retired, weekdays were go, go, go. Maxine's eyes refocused from the garden beyond the window to her reflection in the glass. God, she was putting on weight. She really ought to do something about her tum. She sucked it in. That was better, but she couldn't hold it. She let it sag again. Maybe she ought to do more exercise. She was miles away and so jumped out of her skin, nearly dropping the milk container, when a horrified voice behind her said, "Mum!" Cold milk trickled down her chest. She grabbed the dishcloth to mop it up before she turned to face her daughter, cloth in one hand, carton in the other, her heart hammering with the shock of the unexpected interruption. "For God's sake, Mum, what do you think you're doing? And supposing I had Marcus with me?" Her daughter's short blonde curls bobbed with indignation and her blue eyes were narrowed. She was a pretty girl, or she was when she smiled, with a classic peaches and cream complexion, a slightly retroussé nose and beautifully shaped eyebrows, which were currently almost meeting in the middle in a frown. "Well, if you'd rung the bell..." Maxine still felt a bit wobbly.